Welcome back inside the cave on 96.5 FM and streaming all the time on 965thecave.com. Happy Wednesday, Ian Wendt, John Roberts, Tristan Kendrick here till 9. We'll turn Tristan's mic on for this segment, I promise. So let's just dive right into it. High school football in Lenawee County starts tomorrow. Our game here in the cave, Clinton travels to Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bowman on the call for that one. And then several games on Friday to get the season underway. So what Lenawee County games are we looking forward to the most? I did a bunch of talking in the first segment. So John picked four games. I picked four games.
Well, yes.
Let's dive in.
Okay. You want me to give you all four of mine, or how do we want to do this? One each, back and forth?
No, we'll do all four.
Okay. I have two from Thursday and two from Friday that I think are really intriguing games this week. My two from Thursday are Hudson Ithaca. I think that's an interesting game because they were supposed to play last year. You're talking the schools with the two longest winning streaks in the history of Michigan high school football. Two schools that have had an awful lot of success in, you know, Division VI, Division VII level of football. And I think it has the opportunity to be a really good game. It's at Hudson on Thursday night. So, you know, that's a good one that I really like on Thursday night. The other one I like is the one that's going to be the Cave game of the week. Is Clinton at Manchester. Big rivalry game. First game for new head coach Casey Randolph at Clinton. First game as the Red Wolves. So just curious to see how Clinton comes out this year after making a run to Ford Field last year. So that I find that intriguing. And, you know, so they go and play longtime rival Manchester in the first game of the year. Friday night, Blissfield-Whiteford. Whiteford took a little bit of a downturn last year after some really strong seasons. So curious to see how they bounce back. And also curious to see, is the cupboard still full, somewhat full, at Blissfield after that outstanding senior class left last year? So that'll be an interesting one. And this one might shock you a little bit. Tecumseh at Grass Lake. I think Tecumseh has the opportunity to be one of the more improved teams in Lenawee County this year. So, and Grass Lake is always pretty good. I'll be curious to see how that one turns out. Tecumseh goes to Grass Lake. I think Tecumseh's got a chance to be a real, real surprise team in Lenawee County this year.
You stole my thunder. That was one of mine.
Oh.
A sneaky game there.
Yep.
You know, Grass Lake has battled with Addison for the Cascades championship last couple of years, right?
Yep.
So, you know, send a team in Tecumseh that's used to be young, and that team is now starting to get experience and get older. I think they're starting to learn how to win.
Yes.
So, and that's a big thing.
Starting tomorrow night and each week throughout the football season, we will be doing a scoreboard where we post results of the games. If you're not able to go to the games, you can go to our Facebook page and see those scores, and we'll update those throughout the night.
That we will. I had two that were the same games I'm looking forward to. One was that Grass Lake Tecumseh game, and the second one was Ithaca Hudson. I think Hudson is another team that could take a step forward.
Sure.
A team that's struggled the last couple of years. They could right the ship right from week one. Get a nice home game there against, like you said, a historic power in Ithaca, and Hudson being a power as well. The two that were different, Lenawee Christian taking on Toledo Christian. That game will be on 103.9 WLEN with John Kane on the call for that one. I want to see Lenawee Christian without Jamison Chesser.
Sure.
And that's what it boils down to. I mean, there's no question about it. LCS will be talented. But they were out of this world last year. I mean, they just absolutely ran through, ran by, ran around Division 8.
Right.
Or Division 2 or 1, whatever they were
of
in.
Of 8-man football.
Of 8-man football.
Right.
I mean, they were clearly the best in the state, and they have a state championship. They'll have a target on their back all season with a different look for LCS.
Yeah.
Second one that was different, I'm going 8-man football again. I want to see what Britton Deerfield does in their first 8-man game as they go down to Ohio to take on Danbury. Like, normally 11-man to 8-man, year one is really good.
Yeah, it has been. And they got a good quarterback to kind of pull the trigger.
Yeah, Nico Johnson
offense.
Helps.
Yeah. So, yeah, that, you know, it, you could almost look at this list of games this week and say, this is what interests me about this game, that there's an interesting storyline in almost every game. Lots of new coaches around the county this year, so that's interesting. How are the teams going to look with new coaches? Some schools that traditionally have done really well maybe struggled a little bit last year in the shortened season, and will they turn it around? Was last year just a fluke? Or, you know, you hope if you're the coach and fans of those schools that, yeah, it's not a trend that we're going into. You know, there were some other games that were kind of close, and in two of the ones you mentioned, LCS, Toledo Christian, and NBD. But, yeah, there's something to be curious about, I think, with really almost every game this week.
I turn it over to Tristan just to prove to our listeners that he's here.
He is.
I am.
He's working the board.
I know.
He's busy.
He's busy.
Yeah.
And any game jumped out to you for the county schools?
So – I don't know if Adrian and Matt, are they in the same conference as LCAA? No,
they are not in the same conference.
Oh, so they're in their own separate.
Yeah, and that game got canceled.
So that was my.
That probably would have been a very interesting game for a lot of people for a variety of reasons, obviously, if it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I do think Madison was looking for another opponent. I don't know at this point if they found one. Mm-hmm. If you're a Madison player, coach, fan, listening out there, and you know that they picked up someone, 265-4000, or shoot us an email at sports@965thecave.com. But I know they were looking to try and find another game to fill the gap for that game with Adrian being canceled.
So, moving on.
Yeah.
So, those games start Thursday. They'll continue into Friday.
Yep.
I did a power ranking 1.0.
Okay.
Pre-season power rankings for Lenawee County Schools.
I promise I'll have my own next week.
Okay.
I didn't know you were doing this.
What do you mean? It was in the,
was
the
it
show
in the
sheet. Yeah, I said, it says Ian's HS FB power rankings.
Oh, okay. I didn't read it close enough, I guess. Reading's hard sometimes.
That's, yeah, it was
okay.
Later
I
at
promise
night.
I'll do my homework next week, teacher.
Okay, all right. Number 12.
Yes.
Until they win a game, it's Adrian.
Okay.
You know, and all things considered.
Sure. Sure.
They're in the SEC, tough conference.
Yep.
Still need to win a game.
Yep.
Onsted, number 11. They had a really off year last year. They lost a lot the year prior. We'll see if they can build back. They made a run a couple years ago, fell off a cliff last year.
Yep.
So we'll see what Onsted can do in a tough LCAA.
Yep. So
conference.
Far, I'm with you.
Number 10 is Morenci. Yeah, they're starting to get up there a little bit, but they'll need to keep competing and maybe start to win some of these games. They were in a couple last year, but I have Morenci at number 10. Number 9, Hudson. A team that, you know, I said when we were talking about the games that I'm interested in, I think they're heading in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to surprise a couple people this year. So I have Hudson at 9.
Okay.
Britton Deerfield at number 8, just because I don't know what 8-man's going to bring. I assume they'll be good.
It's usually positive for most schools.
But I need to see it.
Sure.
And they had a tough year last year in 11-man football.
Yeah.
Number 7, this team could fly up the list, I think, and that's Tecumseh.
Mm-hmm.
They have the look of a team that could make a bit of a run.
Sure.
On the power rankings.
Yep.
Not win a ton of games, but show us that they're a good football team that needed to make a couple more plays. Or like they were just playing a Celine type of school that's just a football power
sure.
type of thing.
Sure.
Number six, Madison. New coach. Bringing that Sand Creek style over with Coach Scott Gallagher for the Creek or the yep. from the Creek
to Madison.
Madison. Mm-hmm. A really strong senior class last year that kind of propelled them to that postseason run. Number five, Sand Creek, also a new coach that we heard from recently. There's sort of a football factory. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yeah,
I mean, they just
really good other than a few years, almost the whole time I've been at Adrian or in Adrian.
So I have Sand Creek at number five. Mm-hmm. I have confidence that Blissfield is going to reload. Mm-hmm. There's no reason yet to feel like they won't.
Yep.
Solid coaching with Ron Estes over there in Blissfield. They compete in the LCAA, a really good conference. Always looking forward to Blissfield Clinton, mm-hmm. right? That's going to be one of the big ones in the conference. Mm-hmm. Number three, the Cascades champion, Addison. Panthers in line to three-peat as conference champions. And we heard from Coach Lindemann, I believe he was on yesterday during the updates about their team. I think they'll be back. Number two and number one, I think you can flip-flop them. I have them this way. I'll tell you why. Clinton number two, LCS number one, simply because Lenawee Christian is state champ and Clinton was the runner-up. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That could change week one, week two, based on how they look and how they perform. But right now it's Clinton two and Lenawee Christian one.
Well, I think you make some good points about all 12 teams in your ranking. The thing that intrigues me or that I noticed when I was listening to you go through, I think from about team number nine all the way up to team number three or four, maybe even all the way to number one, I think there's the real opportunity for a lot of movement up and down with those teams.
Yes.
I think the teams that you listed, 10 through 12, are maybe just right now in a different place than some of the other, and their success this season is going to be defined in some different ways, not necessarily in wins and losses. Their success will be different than some of those other schools. Mm-hmm. It may not be measured in wins and losses, but winning two, maybe three games compared to some recent seasons where they haven't either won any or they've won one or, we're going to see how the new coaches do. Are they going to continue to take those programs in that same path or are they going to take it even higher or, will there be a little step back? Sometimes there is in a first year, especially if there's offensive changes or defensive changes, or you just lost a really talented senior class, and maybe there's the classes that are coming behind them aren't quite as talented or as deep. So it'll be interesting to see. Like I said, there's an interesting storyline in almost every game this week, and I think we're set up for a really exciting high school football season in Lenawee County this year.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know that there's one great dominant team in some of the conferences. I think the conference races, like in the LCAA and the Tri-County, could be really, really interesting and going to have to really bring your A game every week to win those conferences. But I do like where you had Addison. I think they've got a chance to win three straight conference titles.
They're hard to judge, and so are Lenawee Christian and BD, because BD and Lenawee Christian will play each other week nine.
Right.
But other than that,
they don't have a lot of common opponents or they don't play Lenawee County schools. Right. So, and that's going to be a real challenge for the media that covers high school football is we can't forget about those schools because we don't know the teams they're playing real well. And I think that kind of has always been an issue that Addison has dealt with because they play in the Cascades Conference and they're the only Lenawee County school in the Cascades Conference. You know, they're tucked up there in the corner of the county. The only time we really notice how good they are is when they're really good. But they've had a good program for a long time at Addison. I mean, every school has some down years. You know, it's not like college where you're recruiting guys and bringing in, you know, top-tier athletes every year. You got a coach who shows up, and you know, some years you're just better than others, and that's the nature of high school sports. You can only coach the kids that are there. So.
Right. So I'll kind of give you a look into kind of how I broke this down is, you know, I did tiers basically to kind of break it down. It's like, okay, who's in that top tier? So it was obviously the Lenawee Christian, Clinton, Addison, and Blissfield.
Right. Until someone knocks them off.
Right.
Right.
And then that second tier, which is where you pointed out, these teams could move big time. And that's Sand Creek, Madison, BD, and Tecumseh.
Yeah, one way or the other, they could move big.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then the last tier was the Morenci, Hudson, Onsted, Adrian. And then from there, that's where I kind of threw them in order or moved them around based on that.
Sure.
So
yeah,
I'll do it again next week. The teams will either be 1-0 or 0-1.
Wow. Well, no. Two will be 0-0.
Well,
we think.
Unless
Madison picked up another game, yes.
Correct.
So, but yes, we will have some more data to make our rankings on for next week, for sure.